First at the open mic tonight is Linda Ibbotson.
In the absence of boundaries. This is the third one, so I've called it the third movement. And it's really with the talking about music and the thought of synesthesia, where music is heard as colour. Particularly composers such as Scriabin have this issue. So this is called the third movement. A note from the other side of silence hangs in midair blue. Undefined, intangible, uncharted, neither lengthening nor shortening, nor pulled by gravity's umbilical cord. I wonder if the wind will carry it in her wings, perhaps into another realm. Is it transcending, tentatively balanced on the sacred, votive, perhaps coiling around a prayer wheel or roaming the streets of Manhattan to dance with Ksenia in various shades of black and white. It has no place for concealment, no obstacle to circumvent. Is it an apparition on center stage with no curator? A muted tone on a Chagall lowering its pitch to a finely tuned line of cerulean blue? Or does it linger in an atelier in Antibes, where, ascending from a counterpoint, it improvises with the light? It does not hide in the mouths of frescoes, lined with cardinal red, where it cannot speak of freedom, or in the narrow place where it cannot stretch, and where the sun does not enter. Sometimes it weighs as heavy as a Caravaggio, a magnum opus as dark as a requiem's crown of thorns, a dying cadence longing to flee from a penitentiary stave, to lightly play between the shadow and the shadowless in your visionary third eye, the eye between eyes where those who listen see and those who see listen.
Jerry Murphy.
I'm going to try something from by heart actually, so bear with me. There's a whole thing about, you know, Harold Bloom has written an essay called The Anxiety of Influence. And this is a response to it, really. It's kind of talks about the previous generations pressing down on the generations coming up and actually making them anxious about can they actually shake off this influence, basically. So this is called The Anxiety of Influence after Harold Bloom. Yeats. Cunt.
Shane Ward, please.
Turning and turning in the lightning gyre. I'm going to do two. One is for Constantine, who is a Romanian poet, and he's not quite comfortable enough yet to read, but he's practicing his English language using poetry, which is pretty cool. So this is one of his, called A Book, and then I'll read one of mine. A Book by Constantin Kalugavl. I pick up a book, start reading it. I am inside. The world outside is hit by lightning. My thoughts have gone wild. Between the lines, out of walls are rising frightening images. Ghosts are walking around in the fetid air. I am scared. Open the door. outside in the hallway, the cleaner cleans away. So thank you, Constantine. I'm going to do one of my own now. Normally I write quite short, soppy, terrible love poems and how that's affected me. But occasionally I get corrupted by the world and how awful it is and how everything is fucked and we're all going to die. And the only thing I can do is write poetry. That's really, really ineffective. But here we go. This is after Grant. He inspires me a lot by constantly posting about socialism. So here we go. Poverty Inc. Jesus, man, thanks a million. Seriously. Thanks for the pennies on the dollar. Holler anytime you need me, I'm there. I don't know where I'd be without you. Probably scraping change off the floor like them poor fuckers. Not me, though. Sure, I haven't got through scraping the bottom of the shotgun yet. I'd get it from the shed to show you, but you know I had to sell it. Antique and all that, worth a few bob. Thank God the grandfather's dead. He'd weep to see me part with it. Like I say, thank fuck you're around to offload them offshore dodgy bonds. And I'm not talking 007, I'm talking double negative underwater loans for life. Should be grand. The kids will handle it, won't they? Be better before we're divorced. And anyway, it's not like I'm drowning in debt yet. I'm just staying afloat with the boat you lent me from the European crowd. Yeah, thanks for that, man. Sound. Like I say, better that than sleeping in the car. Not that I'll have it long now, and only a few weeks left in the repayments. But sure, that's the state of the nation. Still sucking in the belt though, no sign of dry land and hope, trying to tie another notch in a rope I've long forgot how to get a grip on. Here I thought Patrick got rid of all the snakes, but these bankers aren't going anywhere soon. But no, you're right. Sure, it was my own fault. For thinking I could punch above my means to get out of this slumdog parameter, what with the kids in drama, sure, and the father with the illness. I just thought I'd make a slow buck, but fuck it, you're right. I owe you one, man. Here, notch me up at the bedpost while I supplicate, because I owe a lot of ones these days, and it's not looking like it's getting any better. There's no room left to be squeezed. I've halved my weekly showering allowance, and the holiday to Dingle Bay is gone. Here, keep this anon, though, yeah, between you and me. I wouldn't want the neighbors to know we're all in the dole. Not me though, I've got my CE scheme, my €20 a week, I'm weak. I don't want to end up like that farmer, your man from Tipperary with my name plastered all over the back of the fucking shed. Sure, wouldn't that be a shame? Isn't it all fun and games when middle-aged fathers debate the quietest way to slip off in the night and not leave the family with the fright of the patriarch's cold, dead, debt-laden body on the floor? And here it's all in my head. It's gonna be okay, just repeat after me. Let's keep the recovery going. So here's to you. I'd lift my glass, the repo guy left, Danny, but here's all I got left. A fist in the air. It's all I've got left. A fist in the air for you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Shane. Okay, James O'Leary, please.
Here's a soccer love poem. I can sail at midnight. We didn't roll up our jeans before running at the waves. I drowned in everything we were, half lit, half oaked on quarter mile roads that took us from home to sand shoes, sea skin, a predictable tide under milky monotone. That light made my body feel how a body should, like feelings teething, with biting down so satisfying.
This needs a bit of work because I actually have other ideas balancing around with this. It's like a bat that has a relationship with a moth, and the moth has a relationship with the light. But like, that's nothing in the poem, but I want to echo that in this, so this is what the poem's like so far. This is called Soundwave. A bat sins, to catch, moth. Moth, ear muscles electric, eardrum stretched, tight, tight, like a net, to catch waves, with the fish, being the moth, echoes, echoes, then suddenly, vibrate, vibrate, ripple pulses in the drum, net, net, a reply, a reply, a victim, a victim. For the predator, she cuts to the approach, she cuts. The moss butterfly flutters in to tap the glass that's captured the sun. Truly, it's tapping my life. Aha, a bat comes. It's caught the moth sound. Now shell. Now pattern. Now soul. No soul. Thank you.
Bernadette McCarthy next week.
I'm always trying to marry people off. I pity spinsters with their weak, dauntless throats and half-tins of whiskers. Like Onfira, who spent her last years dampening tea towels in a kitchen. That stank of cabbage on Thursday, resolving into fish on Friday, who had every manner of animal, vegetable, mineral, curio skirting the stairs, which I was prevented from fully surveying by a stuffed pheasant panting on the landing. How did she go on? She could have been like me, refilling sugar bowls, eager as a pinprick, fretting out the details of each sweet day so that it dawns in its proper place, and after the master has left, draws itself out slow as cat claws spitting on the slate.
Staying with the Bernadette theme, we're going to have Bernadette Gallo.
Green Castle to Berra, in memoriam, MG. They say you went out like a light. Before you were lowered, I stood on high ground and saw the boatman wait to take you across the waters of Styx. Sharon knew, though not covered by earth, your soul was at rest. You grew old gracefully, no hag lamenting youth. Loved here and loved beyond. Many places laid claim to the kayak, and many came to bear witness as your spirit travelled the shoreline from Greencastle to Berra. When you reach the further shore, your journey starts anew, meeting those that have gone before, some old and some much too young. You rest a while and look once again skyward in search of new constellations.
Okay, this is one from a while back. It's called Power Cut. Such was the silence of the past, candlelit, somehow bigger than today's, in the absence of electrical illusions. Perhaps their minds were blessedly emptier minus computers, radios, and televisions. They had to rely more upon themselves and cultivate defences against boredom. Their minds were richer and better stocked, for our socketed leisure enervates us.
This is about a writer who has no other means of subsistence except the writing. It's called Wandering Wordsmith. Haze of the desert on her skin, raven strands sweep across her throat, a sinewy frame that moves as in a dream. Pushed and pulled by the burden of the tasks that haul her out of sleep, the need to eat, the need to stay alive. Endless airports, always the half-filled case, no chance to drop the social smile, escape the well-meant hospitality when the reading's done, lost as they banter in a foreign tongue. She's resigned to be the magnet that draws them to her beauty and her words. Bedazzled, her admirers never guess that when she's called upon to share her gift, fly off to yet another distant land, relief is scarred with dread. She longs for stillness, for a place where she might sink into a fold of peace.
I was a blackbird, I'd sing how much I love you in a million different ways and never speak a word, but I'm not a blackbird.
I wrote this today, so it's a first draft. Basically, to understand the poem, you should remember I'm a drinker with writing problems. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Genesis, chapter 3, verse 6. The spider snuck silently in the dead of night towards the jar that galled him. Fruits forbidden reap rewards. He was young, and the tender winds of life had just begun to flow. And so he crawled, trepidatious of the crystal edge, to find what treasures tainted lay within. Amber fruits that quelled the trembles of experience. And so the jar shut, and seemingly, unwittingly, there was no way out. Now, years later, when the fruits create more want, he must wait for the elements to free him, call on a power greater than himself, admit, accept, and adapt. Let go, let God, and the wind will come. The glass will fall and break, and the spider will be free.
Free to go now. A nice greeting next. A runner. See you later, guys.
I try to make myself do my songs. Okay, I'll try and do my songs. Sorry. If you don't mind. I try to practice singing because I do poem songs.
You should do a gig in here.
You
should do a gig in here.
Rather, my road just deserts me. Okay, I'm going to do two short poem songs because I wish for some. And one of them is really kind of a very sad song. There's a close group in our class in college, and one of them passed away, a D4 girl who died in the west of Ireland. So I wrote this when I left the church in Kinvara. It's called Kinvara Song.
Well, see, there's so much for old folks to kind of break it up at the end. Can be laughing at that.
There's a dark, stark tree in Kinvara, and the sea breathes through the sky, and the tapestry of Connemara sleeps across the bay tonight. As we left a cold white chapel, a stone weighed down my heart. As we left you there with the silence, alone and apart.
I leave all my
alone and apart. And you straightened out the corkscrew curls of your hair for us. I laugh and say, put them in mine, sure my straight hair's a curse. And you chased away the roses with your cheeks of powder puffs. And now white leaves lag by your face that shimmer with stardust. And now, Antina, we miss you, but you went early, you were ready, you always were, the organized girl. And we're all here together, cause you brought us here. So we have your tipples and prints and cocktail sticks, and we'll raise you a cheer. There's a stark tree in Connemara, and the sea breathes through the sky, and the dappled grey of Connemara sleeps across the bay tonight. As we left you there on that cold dark night, a stone reached down our hearts. As we left you there in the silence, alone and apart. Ah, oh, Kina, thou best discovered in our world. In those heady days, sleep easy.
That's all. It's sad.
I don't want to talk about the weather or traffic lights. I don't want to talk about mundane things, barely classified. Just keep it classified between the two of us. Keep it on the inside. Trace my lifelines, look into my eyes and kiss me with Hilly Lang and said to Josie, kiss me. Pull together a long time and find it harder to find what is intimacy. Two ships can pass in the night and often lose for sight of their minds. Of their buoyancy. I don't want to talk about the match results, our car repairs. I don't want to talk about the plumbing or financial affairs. Just keep it classified between the two of us. Keep it on the inside. Look into my eyes and kiss me. Lady Lang was here to do just bouge la chasse.
That's the end of that.
Thanks so much. Yeah, really nice. we'll have Brian Cunningham next week.
Your father has spent 10 more days with that, or a strong fucking place. Hoping to keep up with that anyway. So, I'll have to start writing more before I come here anyway. I remember the good old days, chilling out and chatting, no matter the weather, hail, rain or sunshine, sunrise, find a block of wood, a few brick of wall and stack them, sitting down, gatting, reminiscing and laughing. I remember laughing, and there were tears too, though rare enough and in between. I remember the sing songs and the walks, and the birds chirping and singing, the simple things. People used to give you the time of day. Now they just want to see what kind of time you're bringing, mostly in it for themselves and all their sinning, no giving. Eat you up and spit you out to get ahead and say you are the greatest after your day. I like people who make me feel alive, not just because I'm on the set on their side to provide. But with so many social sites nowadays, hardly anyone has time to chat away face to face. I could end up passing away waiting for the time of day. Maybe they could make an app to take our place. Or maybe I'll just keep finding like-minded souls who are searching for something better than status quo.
Officially a birthing ground for poetry now. Those written since the Saturday night. We have Gabrielle next, please.
One, or else this would end with a quite dramatic tone. So, and now
dramatic.
And now a song that's first in Portuguese and afterwards translation of essay book. No alto do castelo da poesia, desfolho-me em versos comichurados, uns mais pintura, outros mais cantados, outros verdade e outros fantasia. Orquestras de espectros eu conduzia, mais coros de sonhos crucificados, e uma ave de olhos ensanguentados, sentada num banco, olhava e ouvia. Eis então que avisto os anjos celestes, e como quem espera e não crê, aceno, grito, dispo as minhas vestes. Mas os anjos passam e fica à mercê de espectros de sonhos de aves agrestes, e ninguém me ouve nem ninguém me vê. On the top of the castle of poetry, I defoliate myself in tiered verses, some like paintings, some like songs. Some of them are true and others are fantasies. Spectral orchestras I was conducting, and choirs of crucified dreams, and a bird with bloody eyes seated on a bench was watching and listening. But then I caught the sight of celestial angels. And like someone who still waits but doesn't believe, I wave and yell and rip off my raiment. But the angels go far away, and I stay under the mercy of spectrums of dreams and wild birds, and no one listens, and no one sees me.
They say you don't know what you have. so I just let it go, cause I know if I keep it, I will always be having a faking heavy smile anytime you came around, baby. Got me going crazy in my mind, playing tricks through my time, boiling in my veins. Possessed by the devil in your lies, in your love. Now I'm sitting here thinking, was it ever, ever worth it? Ever, ever worth it? Ever, ever worth it? Just had to emphasize, cause I regret it. Sing this song for you. I wrote it on my way to our memories, back where I never cried. This is the song for you. I wrote it so you know. About love, let's talk about pain. I never felt that until I met you. You broke all the little pieces that made me, left me wondering, was I just playing? I'm thinking maybe yes, I'm thinking maybe no. You and I, baby, were just at the top. I wonder how it felt for you to stop caring about everything. Everything is gone. I walk 1,000 miles. If the hell bring you back, 1,000 miles, if I help bring you back. This is a song for you. I wrote it so you. It's about Africa in a sense, but like how I feel about it, and it's a mix of everything. I wrote about the tech home basically.
You would run, run, run.
when you had time, you'd cry, cause you could feel, and you were free, oh you were free, oh you were young, oh you were young.
Capirai niente, perciò è molto importante. Dal mio cuore suona un bel tempo che mi piace. Grazie mille. Ho pensato c'era una secita, ma ancora un acceso del sentimento. Sono grata per mia nuova poesia. And in English it's, I wrote this in Italian because you won't understand it. Therefore it's very important. My heart sounds beautiful tempo that I really like. Thank you very much. I thought there was a drought, but now an overflow of emotion. I'm grateful for my new poetry. James O'Leary, I think, did a Yeats reference, so I just want to do something very short. I love Yeats, so. Had I the cloths of heaven, and wrought in golden and silver light, the blue and the dim, and the dark cloths of night, light, and the half light, I would lay these cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams, so I lay my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, for you tread on my dreams.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain. In Southern California, much like Arizona, my eyes don't shed tears before they pour. When I'm thinking about you, oh no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Oh no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. And do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. No, I don't like you, I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Caught a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think you don't love me, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kissed you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it though. Sat at home thinking about you.
Oh no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Oh no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you?
Hey!